Now we're going to talk about prolapse. Prolapse is very definitely a problem for women, especially women that have had children. In fact, that's the biggest area, that's the area where it's the biggest problem. And a prolapse is simply the displacement of a part or organ of the body from its normal position, usually downward or outward, and the result is oftentimes it protrudes from an orifice. And there's three basic types of prolapse, where the bladder drops into the vaginal area, the small intestine bulges into the vagina, and or the rectum bulges into the vagina. So how do you identify? Obviously, you're going to identify that if you're a female or if you're a woman, because it's very uncomfortable and it can be very embarrassing. And there's all kinds of treatments for it that I've run into, you know, exercises and Kegel exercises, all kinds of things that I've seen. But I'm just going to give you my opinion relative to the treatment for it, because it's helped a lot of female patients that I've had, even though they don't come to me for that. If it ends up coming up in a discussion, then I'll discuss it. And it's happened enough where I feel pretty confident telling you some of these things you can do. For example, one of the simplest things you can do is it's called the slant board concept. And what you do is you can put, let's say, a 2-inch piece of wood under the foot of the bed, under the foot of the bed, so that your head is just a little bit lower than your feet. Some patients will actually work up to a 2x4, then they'll put another one 4x4. Some patients have gone as high as 6 inches, but I suggest anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. And then all night long, your body is tractioning the other way. Those organs, it's pulling them the other way. And the ligaments, which are supposed to hold those organs in place, have a tendency to tighten up and hold them in place. And then the other thing is to make sure that you're taking something called Ligaplex from Standard Process, because that feeds the ligaments. Now, I've had enough experience with this where I feel comfortable telling you that if you can create a slant board at home, on the bed, or just simply having put some books under the foot of your sofa and get your head higher than your feet, that's a fantastic thing. It's good for a prolapse. It's good for varicose veins. It's not always the best for a hiatal hernia, so you have to kind of work on that a little bit to see what you can handle. But the traction the other way with Ligaplex is fantastic. And then the other thing we can do at the clinic is literally work on the abdomen to get the organs pulled back up and get those organs sitting as best they can for that treatment, and do some abdominal work to help that. Now, it's not an overnight thing, but it's extremely helpful. It's helped a lot of women, and it's a problem because in our society, everybody's just real weak, and the ligaments are weak because of the nutrition. We don't do enough squatting. We just do too many things that are not beneficial for the organs. So that's how you do, that's one way you can deal with a, well, that's several ways you can deal with a prolapse, and hopefully avoid having to have a mesh put in there surgically to hold it in there, because those things don't always work. Very high, there's a high rate, they don't succeed that well. They might for a while, but it's very, very, very delicate. So I would encourage you to do this first and give it some time, but it's something that's very practical and you can do at home. Of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call, you come in and get adjusted, and I can work on that abdominal area for you. Thank you very much.